The U.S. House passed an energy bill last night that would allow offshore oil drilling in the Atlantic and Pacific, but it has to be at least 50 miles out at sea. In a twist that would have seemed unlikely a year ago, Democrats mostly supported the bill, and Republicans were against it in a 236 to 189 vote. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
House Republicans have been pushing for offshore drilling. Some even staged a protest last month in Washington, proclaiming they would not go home for the August recess until Congress voted to drill in the Outer Continental Shelf. But most Republicans say the Democratic-sponsored energy bill does not go far enough.
You can get more energy out of this bill, ladies and gentlemen, if you take all the copies of the bill and put it in a bonfire.
Alaska Congressman Don Young railed against the plan. He wanted a Republican bill considered, which would allow drilling 3 miles from the coast in any federal waters and in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
It does leave out Anwar. I wasn't going to bring that up, but the closest, quickest way to produce 1 million barrels a day to the United States was to open Anwar.
Young says under the Democratic bill, there's no incentive for states to allow drilling off their shores because it does not include revenue sharing. In the Republican plan, coastal states like Alaska would get billions of dollars in royalty and leasing money, eventually taking 37% of federal revenue from drilling offshore. Democrats have long fought offshore oil drilling, but made concessions in recent weeks, saying it was necessary in order to get other parts of an energy bill passed. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the loosening of her party's position is not necessarily a switch.
Well, it's not a question of more drilling. It's a question of I was opposed to the idea that the House would vote in isolation on a drill bill predicated on the idea that if we could only drill in the Outer Continental Shelf, we would bring down the price at the pump immediately. It was a hoax on the American people.
Pelosi angered Republicans by not allowing any amendments, but Democrats call the bill a compromise. It will likely help Democrats from oil patch states on the campaign trail this fall, like Gene Green, who represents Houston, Texas.
I don't know why my Republican colleagues can't take yes for an answer. We are opening up over 305 million acres. Now, granted, it's a compromise, but when you're in charge, we opened up 8 million acres in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. I'd like to open up more. But again, like you had to make compromises, we have. But for the first time, we're going to open up more Outer Continental Shelf opportunity than in history, even under years of Republican House control, Senate control, and the president.
Other Democrats pointed to the tougher stance the bill has on the oil industry. It rolls back tax breaks for the 5 largest companies. It would also release 70 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower gas prices, and it contains green goals. Utilities would have to generate 15% of electricity from renewable sources, and it would give tax breaks for conservation and energy efficiency. President Bush has threatened to veto the bill if it passes the Senate. As the days tick away before the election, prospects for drilling in the Arctic Refuge are very dim in the Democrat-controlled House and Senate. And Anwar exploration can be a touchy subject for some Republicans, since their party's candidate, John McCain, is against it. However, on the House floor Tuesday, Congressman Young said he has hope. He sees an advantage to having Alaska's Governor Sarah Palin, an Anwar drilling advocate, on the McCain ticket.
I'm convinced with her great personality and her knowledge, she'll be able to convince in the right way more than we can do Mr. Obama.
The comment was surprising, coming from Young, who has criticized the Palin administration in the past. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey,